Es tan hermoso ver a tantos corazones que simplemente quieren decir gracias, Señor, por tu amor. It is such a gift to see so many of you, so many hearts that just want to say thank you, Jesus, for your love. Hoy es una gran fiesta, una gran solemnidad. Celebramos el amor de Dios por la humanidad, el amor que se ha hecho carne en el corazón de Cristo. Today we celebrate love, the love of God that has become man and that has been revealed to us through his heart. As we read today in the scriptures, the Lord is our shepherd, and there's nothing that we shall want. Como oímos en las escrituras, el Señor es nuestro pastor y no hay nada más que podamos necesitar o desear. Precisamente en esta noche, la gracia que debemos pedir es entender que el amor de Cristo es suficiente para nuestros corazones. Creo que la gracia más importante es esa. I truly believe that the great grace we need to ask tonight is the grace to understand that Christ's love is enough for our hearts. The Lord is our shepherd and he doesn't leave us alone. El Señor es nuestro pastor y no nos deja solos. Se ha quedado perfectamente presente con nosotros en la Eucaristía. He has not left us alone. He has not left us orphans. He has stayed with us in the Eucharist. Pero también ha querido pastorear a su pueblo a través de sus sacerdotes. But he also wanted to shepherd his people, not only personally through the Eucharist, but through his priests. And tonight we want to thank you for saying yes to Jesus and saying yes to us. Christ is a shepherd, but we need you to reflect the face of the shepherd. We need your hearts and we need you. Maybe you don't know how much needed you are, but I would like to everybody to let them know how much needed they are. Church are not utilitarian. We need you because we love you, because we love Jesus in you, and because you give us Jesus, and without you we couldn't have the Eucharist, we couldn't have the Lord, we couldn't have the sacraments. I want to thank you personally, Monsignor James Cruz, for being here from the Diocese of Peoria, Monsignor Tomas Marin, Pastor of St. Timothy, Father Stephen Parks, Pastor of Annunciation in Orlando, Father Manny Alvarez, Pastor of Divine Providence, Father Jose Alfaro, nuestro nuevo párroco en Blessed Trinity. Father Aldoni Valera, de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, sé que pronto para otro lado. Father Joseph Rogers from the Diocese of Washington. Padre Mario Delgado, que nos visita desde Cuba. Father Frank Pernew, jesuita, el Santo Padre está representado, the Holy Father is being represented. Father Benjamin Lenhertz from the Archdiocese of Orlando, recently ordained. Father Julio Barrios from Connecticut, also recently ordained. And Father Mark Augustine from the Archdiocese of Chicago, also recently ordained. There's a lot that we would like to say, fathers, and I'm very poor in trying to explain what is in my heart. But this night is about you. We are praying and offering this vigil for all priests. I promised a lot of bishops who called me this week that we were going to pray for all priests. I promised our Bishop Wensky that we were going to be praying for the priests of the Archdiocese of Miami. We know that you're poor, but we also know that you're chosen. And we need you to be poor, because only in being poor you will be filled with Jesus. Only with being in being poor you will be shepherded by the Lord. Only in being poor you will be filled with all the graces that you need to shepherd the people of God. That's why we're praying for you and we're offering and sacrificing for you, because we know that you are poor. But we also know that you're chosen. That you're chosen among men to shepherd Christ's flock, His children. And you can count on our prayers and support. We don't expect you to be extraordinary men. We just need you to be priests, shepherds, according to Jesus' heart. Yes, you may be poor like each one of us, but you are chosen and chosen by name. Thank you, and we simply love you. You can count on our prayers. Al terminar la Santa Misa, when we finish Holy Mass, we will begin our 8 hours of Eucharistic adoration. And today the theme of our vigil is being intrepid and ardent missionaries in all the areópagos, I'm going to say it in Spanish, it's a lot easier, of our times. Ser misioneros intrépidos y ardientes en los areópagos de nuestro tiempo. Les invitamos a todos a quedarse toda la noche con nosotros en un peregrinar de amor a los corazones de Jesús y María. We invite you to stay with us through the night and walk together into their hearts, the pierced hearts of Jesus and Mary. The Mass for the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady will be at 6 a.m., so you're all invited to come. And before I forget, I just needed to say something to the priest. You're not alone. We are with you. But most importantly, you have a mother, and that mother offers her heart, her immaculate and maternal heart, to you, to be the home, the school, and the path of holiness to the heart of Christ. So todos están invitados a venir a la misa de las 6 del corazón inmaculado. Que reinen los dos corazones.